and bitter indeed, as it's 39 degrees inside. It feels like it's 18 degrees outside right now. As Harbor Beach in one last huddle here with 12 seconds left.
Well, this crowd's pretty fired up, Clark. It's a little warmer up there. If John, you need a warmer spot, come up and join this crowd here at Harbor Beach.
As that is going to do it with 2 seconds left, they're just going to let this one run out. And the Harbor Beach Pirates are your regional champions in Division 8 and going back to the state semifinals to take on Muskegon Catholic Central. John Mooney will be with Troy Schelke here after they shake hands. So hang tight here on the WLEW Sports Network. Final score, Harbor Beach 21, Morenci 7. The only score for Morenci, the last play of the first half, Harbor Beach shuts out. Morenci gets shut out in the second half by the Harbor Beach defense as 5 interceptions for the day for Harbor Beach, 3 into the hands of Josh Schelke.
Oh, Harbor Beach's game plan worked to perfection, and it was stop Austin Sandusky, take the run game away from Morenci, and force them to do what they're not comfortable doing, and that's throwing the football. They threw the football and did not throw it very well. Of course, there was no incompletions by Morenci in this game, but 5 interceptions to only 2 completions is not a very good ratio.
As John Mooney, as you're waiting for this interview, what are your thoughts here from the sidelines as both teams shaking hands?
Okay, right now he's on the side. He's shaking hands with the Bulldogs right now, hugging number 4. Quite a ball player. That was his last game in his career.
Austin Sandusky, of course, the key player here for Morenci, and Harvey shut him down except for one single play.
Yeah, one single play, and that was on quite the individual effort by him. He, of course, on a broken play, he ran to the left, reverse field, went a whole bunch of ways in backwards around. It was so much like Barry Sanders. It was unbelievable taking a play where there's nothing there, and instead of going down, taking your 4-yard loss, he reverses field and maneuvers his way all the way to the end zone. The clock was at 0 for probably 10 or 15 seconds before he found his way to the end zone. Unbelievable run by him. But you take that run away, and Harbor Beach played almost a perfect football game today.
3 for 3 on the point after even for Harbor Beach as Troy Schelke talking with his team here.
Ladies and gentlemen,
as they are going to be, they're going to do the trophy presentation here, and we'll be with John Mooney after that. As we listen in now to the post-game here celebration of the Harbor Beach Pirates for their 3rd straight regional title, moving on to the state semifinals for the 3rd straight year. Let's listen in.
Brian Fuller, Athletic Director, will make the trophy presentation to the Division 8 Regional Champions, the Pirates of Harbor Beach. Number 2, Justin Wuschlager.
Of course, every player here for Harbor Beach getting an individual medal.
Number 3, Ryan Farmer.
Just like they did for the district title.
Number 4, Daniel Lanfear.
This is becoming quite the tradition for Harbor Beach.
Number 5, Jimmy Schelke. Number 7, Brandon Puff. Number 10, Joshua Schelke. Number 11, Travis Hansen. Number 12, Brady Kirsch. Number 14, Austin Silves. Number 18, Brad Killinger. Number 19, Blake Pulaski. Number 20, Chris Keys. Number 21, Devin Lemansky. Number 22, Mitchell Hearn. Number 29, Jacob Finkel. Number 34, Tyler Vollmering. Number 35, Cody Paxton. Number 41, Cole Anderson. Number 42, Will Anderson. Number 44, Tyler Burkhart. Number 47, Robert Emmy. Number 50, Julian Teneriffi. Number 52, Kevin Mazur. Number 56, Noah Kraft. Number 57, Preston Livingston. Number 58, Ethan Peascores. Number 59, Mitchell Smith. Number 61, Evan Oswald. Number 62, Jacob Deere. Number 64, Zach Schweitzer. Number 66, Cody Boynton. Number 73, Jonas Herman. Number 74, Austin Ginther. Number 75, Mark Schultz. Number 76, Adam Schwartz. Number 78, Jacob Wan. Number 79, Zach Halifax. Number 80, Dalton Oakey. Number 81, Jason Gapke. Number 84, Cody Brown. Number 86, Owen Woody. Accepting the championship trophy, Coach Troy Schelke. The Pirates will advance to the semifinal game next Saturday against the Muskegon Catholic Crusaders. The site to be determined. Thank you for visiting Harbor Beach. We enjoyed your presence. Drive home safely.
Yes, indeed, we have enjoyed your presence here in Harbor Beach. As Harbor Beach secures their third straight regional title and takes out the Morenci Bulldogs. Morenci, of course, a very strong team all season long. Only one loss to Clinton, 26-24. I do believe the score is we're waiting for John Mooney to secure Troy Schelke here after taking the team photo. All the pomp and circumstance, of course, of winning a regional title. As, you know, Dave Hansen, this might be the best era to be a Pirate in school history.
Well, the word that comes to mind, Clark, and it's a strong word, so take it lightly, dynasty is the word that comes to mind. Harbor Beach has had quite the stretch so far the last few years, and it might be a little too soon for that, Clark, but we'll see what happens. I'm getting ahead of myself because I'm pretty pumped about it. A rematch from 2012, arguably the state finals game, that was the real state championship game, against Muskegon Catholic Central, the Crusaders. You bet they are licking their chops, looking forward to seeing Harbor Beach one more time and get a chance at redemption. Of course, Harbor Beach always embraces those challenges, and you know what? It's going to be another great football game.
As now the crowd's starting to mingle onto the field here, as team pictures are being taken here, student section out there with the pirate flag and all. Final score here, 21-7, one touchdown in the second half. Harbor Beach scored with 5:25 left here in the third quarter on one play drive. It was a 59-yard strike to Austin Sells on a pass. Found himself in the end zone. That's all Harbor Beach needed. And like we said, it was a near-perfect game aside from that one broken play right before halftime.
I was very impressed with the fact that Harbor Beach came out and threw the football. They weren't as effective as they would like to be, but the threat of it alone opened up the running game, and eventually they struck gold and hit Austin Seltz down the field and got that back to that two-touchdown lead, which obviously is a comfortable feeling for Harbor Beach. The defense, of course, loving it, soaring with confidence, and does nothing but take the football away from Morenci. Five turnovers on the day for the Bulldogs, and that would be that for Morenci.
As right now we have Troy Schelke staying by with John Moody.
Oh, thank you much.
Coach Schelke, you just defeated a very, very quality Morenci Bulldog team. It almost seemed like it was perfectly scripted, except for maybe 4 seconds at the end of the first half.
Yeah, you know, we had a play like that a couple years ago against Muskegon when they scored just before the half. And we could tell our kids were down. We were all a little down at halftime. But the guys showed their championship character and came out and played over that. That defense that we faced today, really tough. And it was tough sledding for us. Our defense played tremendously. I think that number four, the Sandusky young man, is the best player we've seen all year. So I was quite frankly glad every time he didn't touch the ball.
Did you have a key for a victory to go ahead and do anything special to stop number four?